there's been a lot of talk in Arkansas about cutting grocery taxes, income taxes, business taxes, a lot of taxes. Arkansas's top economic development chief, Grant Tenniel, has been in the thick of that discussion with legislators and business leaders. Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net, recently caught up with Grant Tenniel to have him clarify his thoughts.
You spoke before legislative committee a little over a week ago, and talking to them about some things that you think needs to happen in terms of tax policy for the state. Well, what's your message?
Well, my message really is that if some members of the legislature are looking at tax policy changes that could be made to improve the business climate in the state of Arkansas, and their focus so far has been on the income tax, both corporate and personal. My message has been, if you're going to look, let's look at some taxes that may be A, more affordable, and B, may have a bigger impact on business. The one I specifically spoke about was the sales tax on parts and equipment for manufacturers.
And you have also said, too, that cash is king. And so there are times where just having plain old-fashioned cash is better than having any kind of tax cut or tax policy change.
Absolutely. And I've said it a number of times, but we haven't had in the 5+ years that I've been involved, a company say to us, we're not going to locate in Arkansas because of the tax treatment of our sector. We have had companies tell us, we're not going to locate in Arkansas because we don't believe you have the workforce to do the jobs we need to do. And we have had companies say, we're not going to locate in Arkansas because you lack the infrastructure we need to be effective. So a big part of my message has been, before we make big changes to the tax structure in Arkansas and have a huge impact on the Treasury, we need to think about the effect we're going to have on the Quick Action Closing Fund and other incentives that we make available to companies.
How do your needs as director of AEDC and your pursuit of economic development projects, how do they jive with the governor's clearly emphasized policy of wanting to reduce the grocery tax cut?
Well, this administration's first priority tax-wise is the final elimination of the grocery tax. It is the most broad-based tax cut we can provide to the people of Arkansas. It's the fairest. There is absolutely no question about that. Obviously, I support the governor in that effort. My intention has been to try and shape the debate that's going on among legislators about further tax cuts. I don't know if we can afford them. But if there's going to be a debate, I'd like to be able to shape it.
When I look at some of the economic indicators in the economy right now in Arkansas, across the nation, it's still kind of a very mixed bag. You've got 2 steps forward, 1.5 steps backwards in, you know, whatever you're looking at, trucking, housing, unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. What's your take on the pipeline right now and how some of that economic data is shaping economic activity in terms of potential prospects?
Well, it's funny, you used the descriptive analogy that I use all the time. I tell people that our world looks like a sailboat race right now. We've got people sailing up toward the starting line, and then they turn back, and then they sail back up toward the starting line, and then they turn back. And we're all seemingly waiting for some kind of gun to go off to get things started. And I don't know what that's going to be. I have a feeling that whatever the outcome in November, people in the business community are going to have to start moving. We've got a number of projects that we're working right now that are overdue as far as the company is concerned. They've waited and waited and waited, trying to let the economic weather clear a bit, and it hasn't. But we're looking at projects that are critical to the ongoing operations of these companies. At some point, they've got to pull the trigger. And so what it's going to take to get that done, I don't know.
Any outcome, anything to kind of bring us up to speed from your trips to China, trips to France from earlier this year? Is there anything to update?
Without getting too specific about the China trip, I will say that we have a number of companies that have scheduled visits who will be here in the state in the next couple of months, hopefully ready to take that next step.
Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net talked with Grant Tenniel, the director of Arkansas's Development Commission, last week. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.